今天要分享的歌曲名字为 Dance with my father， 与父共舞。各位好，欢迎收听新一期的可可听歌学英语栏目，陪伴您的依然是琳达。今天分享的这首歌来自于美国黑人 R&B 大师灵魂歌手 Luther Vandross， 这是他在50多岁的时候创作的一首歌。Back when I was a child, before life removed all the innocence, my father would lift me high and dance with my mother. 天真懵懂的孩童时代，父亲会把我高高举起，跟我和母亲一起翩翩起舞。听得出来 Luther 是为了缅怀其父亲而创作该歌曲的。在浓浓的爱意里面，其实更多的是怀念往日时光的伤感，以及对父亲的思念。现在继续来听这首温馨亲情单曲《与父共舞》。非常感人的一首跟父爱有关的歌曲，席琳迪翁的歌声总是充满爱和温情的。好了，歌曲之后咱们一起来分享一封一位父亲写给自己儿子的信，让爱和亲情来温暖这个初秋的夜吧。亲爱的儿子， 如果哪天你看到我日渐老去，身体渐渐不行了，请耐着性子试着去了解我。如果我吃饭弄得脏兮兮的，如果我不会穿衣服，请有耐心一点。你记得我曾花了多长的时间来教你这些事儿吗？ Dear son, the day that you see me old and I am already not in good health, have patience and try to understand me. If I get dirty when eating, if I cannot dress, have patience. Remember the hours I spent teaching you these things?
如果当我一再重复讲述同样的事情，请不要打断我，听我说。你小的时候呀，我必须一遍又一遍地读着同样的故事，直到你睡着为止呢。
If, when I speak to you, I repeat the same things 1001 times, do not interrupt me, listen to me.When you were small, I had to read to you 1001 times the same story until you went to sleep.
When my mother, 当我不想洗澡，不要羞辱我，也不要责骂我。小的时候，为了哄你洗澡，我曾编过多少理由呀？当你看到我对新的科技一无所知，给我一点时间，不要挂着嘲弄的微笑看着我。
When I do not want to have a shower, neither shame me nor scold me. Remember when I had to chase you with 1000 excuses I invented in order to make you want to bath. When you see me on new technologies, give me the necessary time and not look at me with your mocking smile.
我曾教了你多少事情呀，好好吃饭，好好穿衣服，好好面对生活。
I taught you how to do so many things, to eat well, to dress well, to confront life well.
如果交谈中我忽然失忆不知所云，给我一点时间回想。如果我还是怎么也想不起来，请不要紧张，对我而言重要的不是对话，而是能跟你在一起，有你的倾听。
When at some moment I lose the memory or the thread of our conversation, let me have the necessary time to remember. And if I cannot do it, do not become nervous, as the most important thing is not my conversation, but surely to be with you and to have you listening to me.
当我不想吃东西的时候，不要勉强我，吃或不吃，我很清楚的。
If ever I do not want to eat, do not force me. I know well when I need to and when not.
当我的腿脚不听使唤，你要扶我一把，如同我曾扶着你踏出你人生的第一步那样。
When my tired legs do not allow me to walk, give me your hand.The same way I did when you gave your first steps.
当哪天我告诉你我不想再活下去了，请一定不要生气，总有一天你会了解。
And when someday I say to you that I don't want to live anymore, that I want to die, don't get angry with me. Someday you will understand.
试着了解我。我已经是风烛残年，来日可数。
Try to understand that my age is not lived but survived.
有一天你会发现，即使我有再多的过错，对你，我总是在尽我所能给你最好的。
Someday you will discover that despite my mistakes, I always wanted the best thing for you, and that I tried to prepare.The way for you. Before life removed all the
innocence, my father. 当我靠近你的时候，不要觉得感伤或者生气，你要紧挨着我， 就如同我当初帮你开启你的人生一样，去理解我，帮我，扶我一把，用爱和耐心帮我走完我的人生，而我将用微笑以及始终不变无边无际的爱来回报你。我爱你，孩子，你的父亲。 You must not feel sad or angry for seeing me near you. You must be next to me. Try to understand me and help me as I did it when you started living. Help me to walk. Help me to end my way with love and patience. I will pay you by a smile and by the immense love I have had always for you.I love you, son, your father. Ooh, yeah. 好了，文章读完了，特别长，听了以后有没有感觉特别心酸呢？害怕年老之后得不到子女的赡养，于是写了如此一封书信。直到为人父母之后，我们才会懂得感念亲恩。父母再怎么不完美，也是给予我们生命的人，再忙也要跟爸爸妈妈发发信息，说说话哦。好了，今天的节目就这么多了，我是琳达，咱们下期见。